representative of Cuba. Thank you, Chairperson. On this topic, our delegation would like to indicate that the agreements in force on arms control in connection with extra atmospheric space, including bilateral agreements, are essential to guarantee that space exploration is conducted in a peaceful manner. We respect the approach that demands that states do not place weapons, including weapons of mass destruction, in space or on celestial bodies, or indeed on the surface of the Earth. The legal regime in place must be respected to the letter. This is why my delegation supports the adoption of a treaty banning the placement of any kind of weapons in space. We call on all parties to proceed as fast as possible on work on the basis of what was already done in 2004. We repeat our position already stated that there are major impacts that such devices and weapons can have, and there can be no justifiable pretext for delaying work on such a treaty and its draft for a legally binding instrument. It is indispensable that we put in place transparency and confidence building measures, but these should not substitute for a legally binding instrument. The commitment for the non-first placement of weapons in space is an important measure. My delegation is fully favorable to this, and it's a part of the broader approach to prevent the placement of weapons in general in space. We urge those who have not yet done so to assume commitments to this effect. The placement of weapons and the militarization of space, with the development and honing of new weapons in this area, are the main threat that we see. We therefore commend the work that has been done and the presence of this issue on our work program. Outer space should be used exclusively for peaceful ends. This is why we come